consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Roslyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so honored you have chosen to listen to this show. If you enjoy this episode, please do leave a review, take a screenshot of this podcast, and shout me out on social media so that more people can know about and learn from this episode. On Instagram, it's Bold Sexy Warrior. And on Facebook, it's Roslyn Fung Coaching Bold Sexy Warrior. You know that it would mean the world to me for you to take a few minutes to share and review this, as I would love to spread more of this love and consciousness to the collective. And I'm here to work with high-level leaders. So I also want to share with you a new free guide I have created from witnessing many healers and lightworkers struggling to monetize their spiritual gifts because they haven't accessed their inner permission to receive the financial prosperity that is their birthright. So I created this guide called Soulgasmic Business Codes to help you unlock the three activation codes that allows healers, lightworkers, and coaches to activate inner permission to monetize on their calling. You can grab this at www.figureconfidence.com/soulgasmic. Oh, I am so excited to dive into this episode. This is my 45th episode, and I haven't actually done a solo episode in quite a while. So I felt very called to schedule today in as a solo episode. Mostly, you know, my podcast platform has really been a platform for amazing experts on the show. Number one, selfishly, because I can learn from them. I love learning. I'm a student of life, and I just can't get enough of personal and spiritual development. And number two is because I really want to support amazing, incredible people and give a platform for them to have a voice and get more visible. That's really important to me. And so today I decided, you know what, Roz, you got to get on your show by yourself and share a little bit more about your story. Because I know that I haven't shared all of my story. I mean, I could probably talk forever, but I definitely want to speak into a little bit more of my personal signature method, which I call the fun, bold, sexy method to magnetize your soulmate clients and monetize on your calling. So in this episode, I'm going to go big picture on you all. And then I'll zoom in on some of the struggles and challenges that I help my clients navigate through so that they can become more confident in promoting themselves and their business in such a beautiful, authentic, and fun way. I will also share some client stories and testimonials to demonstrate these pillars in action. So, along the way, I have no scripts here. Along the way, I'm also going to share with you some raw behind the scenes stories if that comes up. So we're just going to see what comes up today. You definitely will want to grab a pen and paper. You may want to save this episode and listen to it because there's going to be a lot of wisdom bombs dropped. I know it because every time I say something, people are like, oh my goodness, I need to hear that again. So get ready. So this episode is especially for you when thinking about your business right now. When it comes to marketing and self-promotion, do you feel Like you're like, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know where to start. Perhaps you even feel uncomfortable about the thought of promoting yourself. You feel kind of not just uncomfortable, but almost icky around sales. Is that you? Or do you want to know, you know, like what are some of the ways I can leverage social media to get free leads? Here's the thing. I have built my business to 30K months organically. So that means no paid Facebook ads, no paid ads. I built it organically to 30K months. And I want to share with you my personal signature method and how exactly I did this. Okay. And so I'm going to invite you to tune in. Let's start with a visualization. Okay, so I really want you to tune into the portal of your hearts right now. We're going to start with having you visualize your next level version of yourself, your next level version of your business, what this dream looks like for you. So I'm going to invite you to start to take yourself inward. You can have a soft gaze or close your eyes. Get yourself a little bit more comfortable. You can lie down or sit in a chair and just follow your breath in. Checking in and tuning in to your internal world. If your internal world was a weather forecast, what might it be saying right now? Does it feel sunny with a little bit of clouds? Maybe it's a little bit stormy. Maybe it's blue skies with a lot of sun, a few clouds. Whatever your weather, internal weather forecast is, just let yourself notice without judgment. And then just breathing in. And as you breathe in, breathe into the areas of your body that need more space, more breath. So that might be your belly, might be your core, maybe it's your chest, the back, neck, your mind. Just imagining your breath moving into all the tight corners that have been ignored. And then on the exhale, taking your time to release your breath. And imagine as you release your breath, releasing anything that doesn't serve or support you. Any tension. Any anxiety, any buzzing, any stress. And let any busy thoughts melt away. Put them on a cloud. Let it float away. You can always come back to it later. And just be here with your breath. Connecting with the center of your being. If it helps, put one hand on your heart space, the other on your belly. And on your next inhale, breathe in through your root chakra, which is where your perineum is, that soft spot between your sex organs and your anus. And then breathing into your belly, your sacral chakra, so that your hand gets pushed out by your belly. And as you breathe in, push your breath into your rib cage, expand it into your side body. And then breathe into your heart space. Breathe into your throat chakra, your third eye. Your crown at the very top of your head, allowing this beautiful pillar of white light come in. and connect with your essence. And we call in our guides, spirit team, higher self. If it's in your practice, call in your ancestors, those are that are for the highest truth and good, here to serve and support you, your power animals. And feel them coming in. Notice how you sense. And if this is new for you, use your imagination, because that's where our intuition is. And your ego may be saying, huh, I feel like I'm making this stuff up. This isn't real. This is silly. Just notice that. And just be a witness to your process with no attachments, no judgments. Stay curious. Beautiful. Now tune into your heart. Just keep breathing deep, beautiful big breaths, and releasing whatever needs to be released. And as you tune into your heart, bring your breath into your heart space. Now bring your awareness and your attention to your deepest desires. That thing that's been nudging at you, that you've kind of been pushing aside, or you've been thinking, no, that's not for me. That can be for somebody else, but it's not for me. And yet it keeps coming back in your mind. Stay with it. Stay curious. Or tune into what you've been really wanting to manifest. Think about where you want to be a year from now. A year from today. Dream as big as you want. There's nothing too big, nothing too silly, nothing too impossible. Let yourself expand. Expand your big vision. Who are you? What's the first thing you do when you wake up? Looking around, what is it that you see? Who do you see? If there is anybody there, where are you? What's the surroundings like? What are you most excited about in your day? What's your schedule look like? This is your dream life, where you're so fucking excited about your life. You're so excited about your day. You can't wait. You can't wait to see how your day unfolds. You just know it's going to be so magical and powerful and transformative. You know. Feel into all the clients that you'll be seeing and supporting. What's it look like? Feel into your soul's work. Imagine as you take yourself through your day, at some point, you check your bank account. What numbers do you see? Feel into this. Feel it into it, into this dream now. And let yourself feel the sensations of your body. Notice lightness. And if there's any resistance, that's okay. Let that be here and just use your breath, the power of your breath, to just soften this resistance. That's just your ego trying to keep you small and safe. It's okay. Just trying to protect you. So you can just acknowledge and say, thank you. I gave myself permission to dream big. I give myself permission to step into my next level version of myself. I give myself permission to be the most powerful version of myself. Breathe that in.
Morakia and a quarter tea and a kia, Morakua, and a kia, Tia, Morakua, and a kia and a quarter tea, a quarter tea,
breathing in and out. So staying with this vision, and what I'm going to invite you to do is just journal what you saw as we move into commercial. And then when we come back, I'm going to walk you through my personal signature method to support you in manifesting your vision.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on Om Times Radio called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern and let yourself be transformed.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Roslyn Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Okay, my loves, welcome back. I hope that you're still feeling your big vision dream. And let this be part of, hold on to what you just really visualized and embodied. And as I share my personal method,
I really invite you to write down what's really standing out for you so that you can take these as take-home points to inspire you, to move you. My intention for today's episode is to really catalyze you into your next level version of yourself. And I also will be sharing a way in how we can dive in deeper at the end of this episode. But for now, so you are here listening as a transformational leader, coach, somebody who is a healer, a light worker, therapist, naturopathic doctor, practitioner. You're here because you are on a soul mission to change lives through your gifts, through the alchemy of who you are. And so we'll call this the personal development industry, which is a $10 billion industry. People are spending their dollars on all things personal and spiritual growth. I know for myself, I am. I'm slightly obsessed with it. 65% of businesses say generating traffic and leads is their biggest marketing challenge. Can you relate with that? And so I want to share the power of using social media. 3.2 billion people use social media currently. You guys, this means that social media has a global penetration of 45%. If you're wondering where are all the clients or how come I don't have enough clients, social media, with of course strategy, we'll get into that, is really where you should be hanging out. Here's the abundance of opportunities for quality leads you're missing out on if you're not on social media to market yourself. Here's some lead gen statistics. So 90% of visitors who come to your website aren't ready to buy it. I mean, think about it for yourself. When you go to somebody's website, do you purchase right away? No, you're probably just checking them out, right? And 93% of businesses generates more leads through social media than traditional marketing strategies, such as print, broadcast, direct mail, and telephone. 70% of business-to-consumer marketers have gotten their customers through Facebook alone. That's 70%. So, my loves, for those of you who are just getting to know me, maybe this is the first time you're listening to this podcast and live radio show, or you've been following me for a while, I still want to share with you who I am and, you know, kind of like share with you why I feel like I have the expertise to speak about this. So I am love. I'm a light worker with a fun and bold goddess warrior spirit. I'm a creatrix here to share my gifts and lead others on their soul purpose mission so that together we can bring more unity consciousness and loving presence to this planet for our generation and the next generation and beyond. Do you resonate with my mission? Is that yours too? So I have a huge mission. I know my soul is here to impact millions. Millions. I know that's a really bold statement, and I know that to be truth. And so know that it's totally safe for you to declare the same if that's what feels true for you. So a little bit about me professionally. If you want to hear a little bit more about my personal story, I have shared that in my first episode of this podcast, so you're welcome to go back to listen to that. I'm going to just stick more with my professional bio and expertise today. So I'm a client attraction and soulful sales spiritual business coach. I'm a professional speaker on topics of self-love, mastering your energy, money mindset, client attraction marketing, and bold feminine leadership. I've been featured in Huffington Post, CBC Radio, and spoken for Fearless Women Summit, This Woman Means Business, and at Harvard University.
I'm a former registered psychologist in private practice for 11 years, and I became the first psychologist in my province in 2014 to create an online program and sell it internationally. I'm also a certified Hikomi practitioner, which is a mindfulness method to shift limiting beliefs through integration of psychology, neuroscience, and spirituality. And I use it to this day. Hikomi means, how do I stand in relationship with myself, and how do I stand in relationship with others? Because if you think about it, we're always in these relationships. I'm also a Yasurian Karuna Reiki master. I also read Akashic Records. I provide soul sessions. And what's unique to me as an Akashic Records reader is that I have the ability to go into your past lives that are affecting your current blocks right now and clear all that shit with my light language. And I actually discovered that while I was practicing being in my certification. And then I also have the ability to really read the records of your soul and or your business and really help you get clarity about your soul's purpose and amplify your vision with my light language. And so it's been pretty rewarding to see all the beautiful unfoldings of who people are becoming when I work with them. I'm also a second degree black belt in karate. Taught for many years, kids, teens, and adults. I now currently take Krav Maga, which is Israeli martial arts. So as love and peace as much as I am, I'm also a true martial artist at heart. I'm a true warrior. I am a two-time international best-selling author in compilation books called What Self-Love Got to Do With It and Business, Life, and Universe in the very first book. And I've been nominated for Entrepreneur of the Year at Business at the Heart 2020, hosted by Your Holistic Earth. So that's a little bit about me. And of course, as you know, I have this live radio show turned podcast. It is in the 10th percent globally of most popular podcasts. So I'm really, really honored with that statistic. I found that out a couple months ago. And today I run masterminds called Client Attraction Academy, which I will tell you more about in a bit here. I work one-on-one with clients in both business coaching and Akashic Records reading. And I love speaking. I just love speaking. I have a Facebook group. It's called Magnetize and Monetize for Coaches, Healers, and Entrepreneurs. That's free. So if you're not in there, get your booties in there. And I love creating digital programs for more impact and income. Impacts, influence, and income. Can I get a heck yes if you're with me with that? All right, so let me tell you a little bit about my mission. Because of my pain, I always share our purpose comes from our pain. And my pain was, again, you can hear about my story in my very first episode and how I lived out this pain for a long time. But I believed I was valued in my doingness rather than my beingness. And my doingness was never enough. So I was this overachiever, this hardcore perfectionist, and this total type A, like I'll rest when I'm dead. I'll just keep pushing and forcing myself. And so of course, that led me to a breakdown, which led me to my very first spiritual awakening. And this would have been back in 2008. And through my work, I've learned that my pain turned into my purpose is to inspire others to consciously operate from beingness over doingness so that we live in a world where it feels safe to show up as our authentic selves. Be, do, have. You know, we live in a society where we think, and especially in business, I see this a lot with clients when they first start to work with me, because we work with former versions of ourselves. So it's like, well, if I do these strategies, if I do everything correctly, and then I'll have the clients, and then I'll be worthy or I'll be happy. That's so backwards, my loves. And I just want to say it's not your fault. Our society has taught us that. Okay. And so we can take even though it's not our fault, we're sovereign beings. We can take personal and spiritual accountability and be like, okay, there's a different way to be. So I'm all about be who you are, authentically express. And I feel like that's one of my gifts, is I really help my clients shed all the masks and show up as who they authentically are, so that you can create and do life and business from the place of who you truly are, because that takes less efforting. And then you can have all that you desire. How's that feel? Juicy, right? So then let's move into what you've been waiting for, which is my fun, bold, sexy, personal soul signature method that I walk my clients through. So let's go with the fun pillar first. The fun is all about connecting you to your purpose. This is about bringing the alchemy of who you are. Now, alchemy is your background, your experiences, your passions, your strengths, your stories, what you're good at. It's your soul signature essence. We bring that together because that's the foundation, right? This isn't about putting you in a box. No thanks. I'm not all about that. I used to be, in terms of putting myself in boxes, and then I realized that's not the way that allows me to be my most authentic self. And I don't want that for you either. We can create our own way of being through our alchemy of who we are. So we really get clear about that. Then we get clear about your pain turned into your purpose. And I take it 7 layers deep. And then we get really clear about who you are working with. Who are you working with? What's your niche? Because if you're trying to call in everybody, we usually call in nobody. Right? You think about a light that lights up a whole living room, right? It's soft. It lights up every single corner of the room. But then you think about a laser beam. And the laser beam can cut through a diamond. It doesn't light up the whole room, but it can cut through a diamond. You want to be that laser beam when it comes to niching. Don't be scared. I know I was, and I know a lot of my clients at first are really scared to niche, but know that you are going to call in your soulmate clients quicker if you niche. We also get clarity about your business model that's aligned with your vibes, your brands, your messaging, your greatest strengths, and it's going to create more ease and flow. It's really important to know that not only what are the strategies to call clients in, but then what do I do with that once I call them in? Like, how do I create that ease and flow in the back end of things? That's really important to have a solid business model. And how you call people in is create your brand and your messaging. Let me just tell you, you are your brand. Your brand is your vibe. You are not your business, but it really is all about, as solopreneurs, we're here to show up as who we authentically are. We are our vibe. That's our brand. Our messaging is related to our purpose. That's speaking to our soulmate clients. Okay? So that is the fun pillar. Let's go into the sexy pillar. So sexy is a word that I use for magnetizing, illuminating. This is about you becoming the most luminous self. This is about you mastering your energy mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, so that you are completely aligned with your highest self. You're leading from this place of highest self. You're getting out of your own way. You're taming your own inner critic, because that's really important. I mean, every time we up level, I know for myself as well, our inner critic and our shit's going to come up because it wants to try and keep us safe, right? And so know that this is all about seeing it, witnessing it, not allowing it to drive the bus. Rather, have compassion for yourself and move into a space of leading with your highest self. And often, you know, when you're in your own shit, you can't see the forest from the trees, right? And this is why it's really helpful to be in a coaching container or a mastermind container with like-minded people. It's really, really helpful. So you give yourself permission to level up, to be recalibrating, to be activating yourself into that next level version. I know that's super important. I know I'm a better leader because I'm coached. I'm part of masterminds. It's just the nature of being in these beautiful activation containers. And I love holding space for my clients to do the same. Sexy is also about, your part of your brand is your style and your image, right? Like, how are you showing up? Are you clear about your messaging, and is your brand standing behind your values? Sexy is also about owning an abundant money mindset. You know, so many heart-driven spiritual coaches, healers, lightworkers, practitioners really struggle with money mindset, really struggle with charging the worth of your services. And I'm going to say that, not your worth, but the worth of your services. Your worth is inherent. That's separate. But our services, we need to put a monetary value on it. Because if you think about it, this is about giving and receiving. Money is an energetic exchange for the value that you are offering your clients. And this is about being able to, sexy is about being able to effectively call in the right connections, collaborations, clients, tribe. And that's through energy. If there's anything more, like there's nothing more important, I should say, than your energy, because your energy introduces you. And energy will always trump strategy. I'm going to say that one more time. Energy will always trump strategy. Although both are very important, energy will always win. And I'll share a little bit more of a story when we come back from commercial around this, and then we'll move into the bold pillar. So I want you to feel into what is really resonating with you as I went through these pillars so far. Where do you see you could put a little bit more focus and tension on? And where do you feel like, okay, great, I'm on track?
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, my loves. So I want to share, like I said, a story of how our energy will always trump strategy. So I teach the same strategies to every single client. Like, they're not different. There, of course, are going to be a little bit more customized details, but overall the general strategies are the same. And so it's interesting to see how some clients will totally take the strategies and take off and get a lot of discovery calls and then convert those clients. And then other clients will struggle a little bit. Same strategies they're implementing, but not getting the prospects in on calls. Okay, so what's the difference? The difference I see is that, and I lovingly call those clients out. I'll be like, where are you? I'm evaluating and assessing their how they're showing up on social media. And I'm like, I don't see you. I see you working the strategy, but I don't see your personality. Because here's the thing, I really get to know my clients intimately. That's really important to me. And so I can get to know their quirks, their sense of humor, their, sometimes it's like their mannerisms. And I'm like, that is what makes you you. Don't hide that. Let that part of you shine. I know that might be a little bit scary because let's face it, at the very core of us, we want to feel love, safe, and belong. And so often, and see if this is true for you, we try to hide parts of ourselves for fear of being judged or rejected. And here's the thing though, my loves, you are not for everybody. I know I'm not for everybody. And our purpose is not to please others. I'm going to repeat that again because I know that some of you really need to hear this. Our purpose on this earth is not to please others. Okay? Our purpose is here to align with those that we are meant to help transform their lives in the way that we do so. And that means showing up authentically because your vibe attracts your tribe. So if you're trying to keep that mask of perfectionism on, I look like I have it all together kind of thing, or, ooh, I can't be too silly because then people won't take me seriously. Drop all that, my loves. Drop it. Be yourself. Be yourself because that's when you really show up as you, it takes no effort. It takes no effort. And then guess who starts to show up? Your clients. And as soon as that starts to happen, people shift their mindset. They shift their beliefs around this. They start to show up and give themselves permission in our container. And magic happens and the calls start to come in. Okay. The bookings start to come in. And so this is your sign if you've been struggling with getting clients. Look at, are you showing up authentically? How do you show up in your life? How do you show up when you're like no one's around? That's you. Give yourself permission. Show up exactly like that. Everywhere. Everywhere. And here's the thing. Certain people are going to fall away. That's okay. And that means you're making room for people who are more aligned to work with you to come in. Okay. So this moves into the bold pillar. This is about confidently showing up, sharing yourself and your gifts authentically. Here's the thing. What is selling? When you think about the word selling, what comes up? Some of you I know is, ugh, you're going to have that icky feeling. It's uncomfortable. Feels gross. But what if I told you that selling is a sacred responsibility? That it's sacred sharing of your gifts. That it's you doing the world a service. Because what you're actually doing a disservice if you're not showing up and sharing your gifts with the world. You're hiding your light. So this is about showing up and sharing. And when you're sharing, you're magnetizing your people in. You're elevating your visibility and you're elevating your vibrations and the vibrations of the world because you're being you and you're shining your light. Who are you not to?
It's your birthright to show up as who you are. You know, when we're born as babies, do people ever say, oh, this baby's so ugly. Oh, this baby isn't good enough. No. That's who you are. That's who you still are, my loves. You're born perfect. You don't need to effort more to get love, to prove yourself. Be yourself. And I know I had to work through my own shit around that too. And sometimes I still do, truth be told. You know, my whole thing is around efforting to get love, to get that attention. And that goes back to mommy and daddy issues, right? The inner child work. Oh, the hardest work. Heart work is always the hardest, but it's also the most rewarding. Okay, bold is being able to confidently master your sales calls. Being able to really show up as who you are and shine in every single way, particularly in real life, on stages, social media. Okay, so as we walk you through my fun, bold, sexy signature, soul signature program, pillars, I should say. This is what I do for my clients. And this is exactly how I walk you through in Client Attraction Academy. This is a 12-week mastermind where I'm helping you bring your most highest elevated leadership self to the table. You're receiving so much activations. I'm also a Reiki master, as I mentioned. So like, just it comes with the territory, right? You're being activated with the light language and you're being activated in this group container. It's so powerfully potent. All the spiritual growth, all the personal development growth. I'm going to say this is not about just the strategies. This is not your typical business coaching. This is about the energetics of your business paired with, of course, I used to be a psychologist, so I cannot, separate from that. So there's a lot of psychology behind your beliefs and shifting that. There's a lot of psychology behind sales and learning that. And then also the strategies of how to show up on social media so that you're receiving those organic leads. And so if you feel called to check out Client Attraction Academy, and if you feel called to be part of this container, my next one is May 26. We begin on May 26. Okay, so you can go to www.7figureconfidence.com/academy to check it out. And as you're checking out that page, it's going to give you all the information of these pillars and what exactly I'm going to walk you through the modules. Okay, 7figureconfidence.com/academy. And if you're still not sure, you're sitting on the fence and you want to just make sure it's aligned, because I definitely want to make sure it's aligned for you. It's a good fit. We can hop on a 30-minute free business soul alignment discovery call. And you can go to electrifymybusiness.com. All right. And I would love to see how I can best serve and support you in Client Attraction Academy. I have had clients double, triple, and even quadruple their income being part of this Client Attraction Academy. I've had clients working one-on-one with me who have also received the same. Currently, I am enrolling more clients into Client Attraction Academy. So if you're feeling called, you're curious, you want to magnetize your soulmate clients with fun, flow, and ease, come and play. Come and play. I would love for you to. All right, my loves, this is the most feasible way to work with me as well. And I really want to invite you to check it out and see how your soul feels. See if it's a yes. And if it is a yes, I can't wait to serve and support you. Ah, so I want to say that if there's anything that I could give you for words of wisdom, as I've built my business up to 30K months, and my business is 4 years old, I made 30K months in my third year. Early last year. Pretty much a year ago, actually, as I'm recording this, I want to say, just come from this place of aligning with your purpose. And if you're not clear about what your purpose is, I'm here to support you. Or find a coach that you feel really connected with. Your soul's like, I got to lean in. Say yes to yourself. Bet on yourself. Because if there's anything that I would say has been my biggest, we'll say, quote unquote, success in terms of mindset and attitude, is that I bet on myself and I invest back into myself and my business. Think about it this way. Until you invest in yourself at a certain, we'll say, price point, if you're trying to sell a package or a program or whatever it may be at a price point that you yourself haven't actually paid for, I'm going to say that's out of alignment. So I'm going to lovingly call you out right now, right? Because how can you be selling something at a certain level of the price point when you yourself have not invested? That doesn't feel aligned energetically. It doesn't feel, you don't, because once you invest at a certain level, something actually happens on your soul level. That yes in yourself gets bigger and grows bigger. And then you actually get the experience of what it's like to receive when you give that amount over, right? You get to receive what it feels like, and then you level up. And then it just feels so easy to sell packages at that price point. Okay? And so I really want you to feel into that. Feel into when you invest in yourself, the ROI is tenfold multiplied, poured in. When you say yes on what's in your heart, yes to your soul, with your time, your money, your energy, that's everything. And I feel like that's a sacred responsibility. So taking that in, breathing it in. So I'm not attached whether you work with me or not. I really want you to say yes to your soul. And I really want you to invest in yourself with that coach, that leader, that healer that's going to support you to move yourself to the next level. Because we're not meant to do things alone, my loves. So I'm going to invite you to move back into your big vision and feel into what really stood out for you today, what I shared. And let yourself just feel into this. Let it land in your heart space. Let it land in your core. Breathe it in. And just notice what's really standing out for you inside and why it stands out for you. What's it stirring inside of you? It may be uncomfortable, that's okay, just breathe through it. Or it might be exciting. You gained some clarity, you got some direction. So breathing this in. And then breathing in your vision again, your big vision. Where are you going to see yourself a year from now? What's possible for you? Feel into all the possibilities. Feel into all the openings of abundance. Feel into all the beautiful souls that you haven't met yet and you're going to meet. And you're going to change their lives together. You're going to co-create with spirit. You're going to co-create in all these beautiful ways that's aligned with your soul mission purpose. Breathe that in. Mara kora tiana kera kora tiana nene kera tua. Mara kora manana kera tia mara kora manana kera tua. tu kura tia marukoa mana kia tia kira tu mana kia. Breathing in, breathing out, clearing anything in the way of your path. Mora kia na kura tia na kura tua, aligning, activating. Mora kura tia na kura tia marukoa tia na kira tu kura tia, expanding, expanding, expanding. Recalibrating, mora kora tiana kia tua, and anchoring in, mora kora tiana kia tua, and kia tia, kora tia, mana kia tua, kia tia. Breathing in and out, and just staying with the sensations. Beautiful, my loves. So please do go check out Client Attraction Academy, www.7figureconfidence.com/academy. If it's easier, go to Rosalyn Fung, RosalynFung.com, and you can check it out there. I can't wait to meet you and connect with you.